use up less time. We finished the Pesach. We gave him a Hashem Shabbat. So we saw that there are three shittas of Shemim in regard to Shtar Voye with the Messiah. The other Shemim, I mean, and that is the first Loshen in Rashi, that Shtar Voye with the Messiah without the Chesime cannot collect from the Chosim Shibori, because in order to collect from the Chosim Shibori, it has to be a real shtarai, and if it has a dechsime, so then the raya is in the shtar. All he has to do, the malvas do it, produce the shtar. That's the raya. But if he has no dechsime, he always has to produce eidim. So memele, it's not a shtarai. It's not a shtarai. True, eidim is herikar, so it's a shtar kinyan, but the shtarai it is. That's the sheet of Rashi, and that's the sheet of the Rach. The Rach says that it's a machlekes asugyes, but he paskens like the sugya in the poshet in Bobasre, that mishas ksuve shibet nafshi. So only by the ksuve he can be gave, even though the get has no idachsimi. See, getting ksuvasa, gave ksuvasa, but by shtar alvoye, without the chesime not. Idi misir kalse, so it's shtar kinyan, but it's shtar raye. It is, and then the second lashon in Rashi. The second lashon in Rashi, and the soldier sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, that gave him a chosim shibodim as reference to all shtaros, and the agiris mishas ksive shibit nafshi. Not mishas ksuve shibet nafshi. So that means without the yachsime and without ksav yode, so he still can be gave from chosim shibodi, because they hold that in order sins to midraise, so milvak pay is gave from chosim shibodi. But chachom lo misake mishum sevzer lekuches, that the milvak pay is not gave. Only Mulva Bishtar has to be gave it. Mulva Bishtar has to gave it. So Mimele, in order to be gave it to a Mulva Bishtar, so the Shtar has to be Ishtakin. The Shtar has to be Ishtakin. So if there are any Misire, so then it's Ishtakin. So, but it's not Ishtaraye. So true, it's not Ishtaraye. It doesn't have to be Ishtaraye. But the question is, if there is no call, so then he couldn't give it, because it depends upon call. So they hold that if there is ishtar, even though no idachsime, so it's not ishtar, real ishtaraye, but the call it produces. But their shiti is that midrabonon, since hachomma misaki nuval pe is not given chosmi shabodim, so it has to be so ishtakinyan. So mele with hidmisir, it is ishtakinyan. And then how about kol? So they hold that if there is ishtar, not idachsime, just hidmisir, so it's not a real shtaraye, but kol there is, because people talk about it, since there is ishtar. Then the shite of the Rambam and the Rashbam in Bobasra is mashma that Edim is idachsime by itself is gave, and even without Safyode, but Edim is sire by itself, not Safyode is not gave. But if it's Safyode and Edim is sire, then it's given Chosim Shibori. But suppose it is Edim is sire and not Safyode, not. So why do we need both? The answer is, in order to be gave from the Chosim Shibodim, so it has to be both. It has to be Ishtakinyan, that I heard from my father. It has to be Ishtakinyan, and it has to be Ishtarai. So Mamele, Ksav Yodei is a good Ishtarai, but Ishtakinyan it isn't. Ksav Yodit by Get is good, so many Rishinim say, because of his special Zeus HaKosum. The Rashba says, and by all other stories, so Ksav Yodit is not good. And the Rashba says that only by Get Ksav Yodit is good, but the Shtart Dushin it's not good. So that means, in order to be Ishtakiyen, it has to be Kosei B'Sefer V'Chasein. But Ksav Yodei, no Eides. But by Get there is a special Zeus HaKosum because of. But by other Shtari Kinye, it's not good. So Mele, in order to be given from the Chosim Shepodim, so it has to be Shtar Kinye. So without just Ksav Yodei, it's not a Shtar Kinye. But it's not, but Eidi Misiriti is Shtar Kinye. But Eidi Misira without without Ksav Yodei, is Ishtar Kinyan, but it's not Ishtar Ayin. So merely it has to be both. It has to be both. And when the Rambam mentions both, Rigabe Idachsime also, so there we have to say, as the Lech Mishneh mentions the name of Bes Yosef, that Rambam is reference to a case where the Shtar is written B'losh Nidoi. So merely there is Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish and Ksuvos Daf Kuf Beis. If somebody says to Eidim, there is a Gemara Ksuvos here, no? There is no Gemara Ksuvos. Itmar, that could for all of the days, excuse me. Hoimel Havir Chaivan Lachmone, Rabbi Yechon and Oma Chaiv, or Shloch Shema Potter. Hechadom, Idom Lamat Meidai. My time is Shloch Potter, how can he say Mishatani Boch if he did, if he said that made? Vi the Loyam Lat Meidai, my time Rabbi Yechon Kamachai. So if somebody is made with Meidi, and he says, Rudin says to Shimon with Meidi, I made it, I borrowed from you $1,000. So everybody's made it. It's not a idoy because you can say Mishatan. The machleke between Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish is when he says Chayva Nelachmone Bishtar. So there is a two pshatim. One pshat in Rishayim is that if he wrote in the Shtar Chayva Nelachmone, so then there is a machleke, and we pass from like Rabbi Yechon, he cannot see Mishatan Boch. And the Rambam Shiti is, even if he says orally, Chayva Nilachmone, Bishtar, he just, so it's a raya that not Mishatan Boch, not Mishatan Boch. But, so the Shiti of the Rambam is, that's what the Bes Yosef says, that if it is written B'losh Nidoi, not B'losh Nischaibes, but B'losh Nidoi, and there is no idachsime, just a misire, so he can still say Mishata Nibach. He can still say Mishata Nibach. But if it's written Ksav Yodei, then he cannot say Mishata Nibach. So only when it's written Losh Nidoye because of the possibility of Mishata Nibach. But otherwise, of course, if it has a yachsime, so then, it's a good shtakiyan, it's a good shtaraye. But when it's written Losh Nidoye, even if it has a yachsime, he can still say Mishata Nibach. But if it's written Ksav Yodei, so then he cannot say Mishata Nibach. Masha'in chene the misire without Ksav Yodei, so then he could not be given Mechosim Shebodim, whether he writes it Losh Nidoye or Losh Nischaives, because in order to be given from Mechosim Shebodim, it has to be both. It has to be Ishtar Kinyan and it has to be Ishtarai. So if it has the misire, so it's Ishtar Kinyan, but it has to be Ishtarai also. Why do it have to be Ishtarai also? Because the Chachomim are makpid and cold. So when does it have a real cold? If it's Ishtarai, then it's a real cold. But if it's not Ishtarai and you have to resort to the bringing of the Edim, and if the Edim go away in Nesayam, then he cannot prove it, so it's not a real call. Then it's not translated call. So because of that, so the call is the tam. But what was the takonis chachomim? It has to be ishtarai. But it has to be ishtarkin also. So mele, if it has idir sime, so then it's both ishtarai and ishtarkin. But if it has no idir sime, it has in misira, so it's ishtarkin. But in order to collect from chosm shabodim, it also has to be Xabiode, and from the Rashbam in the Basra, it's much more like the Rama. So there are three shittes.
What does
yeah.
have to be Ishtakinian also? Why is it enough?
Because since the Chachomim were misakin, that Imur Alpe is not Geive, so Mele, Imur Bishtar is Geive, so it has to be for the Shtar.
So Shtarai becomes Melvin Bishtar too?
What?
But it's Melvin Bishtar, which is Melvin Bishtar as well.
That's the Shittes of Rishenim. Those Rishenim who say that it has to be, it has to have Eder Sime and not the Misira. So they hold that it has to be Ishtaraye and not Ishtarkinyan. I mean, and those Rishenim. But the Shittes of Rambam is that since Imur Valpe is not Geve, and only Imur Bishtar is Geve, so that means the Shtar has to affect the Shittah. Like Shtamatone. The Shtar affects the Shittah. Even though, you see, from Teisve Singitin Daf, it's Mashma. You see, I mean, that's the Machlekes between Teisves and Gittin Daf Chof from the base and Teisves Rit, because when Gemara says Toshmat, Gemara has an abaye whether Isho is Hoyo Mirzokim Vitavlesh Ishalo Biget Kosu Falel Vareyetsa Mitachasyode Mal Mi Amrin Aknuya Aknisalei Oidilno Liyodo Aknuya Omar Abaye Toshma Afu Heid Al Kfar Kotim Shohoyo Bitsad Yerushalayim Vohoyo Bozokin Echot Vohoyo Malve לכל בני הכפר, וכיסב בצב יודי ואחרים חייס מלאי, ובו מייס לחכומים וכשרו, ומי בו בינו ספר המקנה ולהקה, אלא בשם בין הכנוי מה. So the Gemara says, דיל מזוק, יוד להכנוי, איש הלא יוד להכנוי. But this kashi is, what kind of a kashi is it? They are it was ishtar voye, so then midraise, even in Milva Alpe is gave it. But the Chachomim are misakim Milva Alpe not because of Pseidil Lekuches, but of Mil Bishtar there is no Pseidil Lekuches because there is coal. So Mimele, it doesn't have to be Ishtarki, and it only has to be Ishtaraye. And if it's not Sivar Makne, it cannot serve as Ishtaraye. So Teisus explains the Gemara that the pshat in the Gemara is not from the Shtar Alvoy. But since that Zokin was so nice to all the Bnei Akvar, so obviously they reciprocated to him. And they were makne, karkoyes, v'matone, or b'mchira to him. And there it was the Shtarkin. And since they didn't own any parchments, all the parchment belonged to the Zokin. And how was it good as Ishtarkinyan? But from Alvoya there is no Raya. Why? Because Teisus Shite is, since from Teisus it's Mashma. If we say that Milvalpe, that Midraise, Shibudalav the Raise, and even Milval Bishta is not Geve, but the Chachomim Misaki Mil Bishta, yes, then it has to be Ishtarkinyan. But according to Mandoma, the way he passed, that Milvalpe is given, Chosin Shbon the Raisi. But the Chachom Mam Misakim Shem Sidil Kuches not. So, but only Milve Bishtar, because there is no Sidil Kuches, because it's a call. It doesn't have to be it doesn't have to be ishtakien. It can be ishtarai. But Teisus Rit is chelik on Teisves, and Teisus Rit shite is that the rai is from Shalvoye. But how about Teisus Kashe? Since Milval Pei is giving me the rice and Chachomo Misakim Sedil Kuches, why does it have to be ishtakien? So Teisus Rit is whatever the reason is, but the Chachomim or Misakim that Milval Pei is not mishabe. So that means the Alvoy is not mishabe. After that, Konas Chachomim. So what has to be mishabe? The shtar has to be mishabe. So mimele, it has to be ishtakien. Teisve shite is, teisve si adafchof. Teisve shite adafchof, but that doesn't mean that that's the only shite of teises. Because here now teises, we have two lishenes. Whether in Misire without Eder Sime is given no Chosm Shibboleth or not, so it's told in the Chile. So Teisves in Daf Chof holds like the Shite that it has to be Ishtaraye, not Ishtakien, but it is with Ischelek. So all these Rishenim who say that Eder Misire it cannot be gave, they hold. All those Rishenim who say that with Misira it can be given from Chosim Shebodim, Mishas Ksiva Shebed Nafshei, so they hold that Mide Rabbonon, the Shtar has to be Mishavi. So Mele it has to be Ishtaki, and it doesn't have to be Ishtarai. It doesn't have to be Ishtarai. So these are the three Shittas. Whether Ligabim Shebodim it has to be. It has to have dafke eider simen in misira not, and or eider misira can be gave, or the shittas Rambam, the shittas Rashbam, it has to be both eider misira and ksaviyori. So eider misira in order to be ishtakinyen, and it but ksaviyori in order to be ishtaraye. If it is not ksaviyori, then it's not ishtaraye, and the takonis chachomim was that it has to be bought. All right. Now the thesis. V'chili boi Rav Meir. So the Gemara was discussing this Mishnah, according to Rabbi, requires the Shliach to save you from a Nechta, from a Nechta. So it's makpid that we have to make sure that both the Ksiva was Lishmo and the Chsimos Lishmo. So who is the Tane who holds that both the Ksive and the Chsime have to be Lishmo? If it's Rav Meir, so Chsime boy, Ksive loy boy. And if Rav Lezer, so Ksive boy, and Chsime loy boy. So then Gemara says, Ve'elo Rav Meir, V'chili boy Rav Meir, Ksive Lishmo, Midereis, Miderabonon, boye. No. Rav Nachman, Emoi Rav Meir, Motzvash, Pachos, Nusli, Kosher. So it's a Raya that even with Rabbonon, it doesn't have to be Lishmo. Because no Motzvash, so how is it Kosher with Rabbonon? V'chi teis, v'chi boi Rav Meir, k'sil Lishmo, v'rais, av Rabbonon boye, u possibly evet, di bin yin achel, im suk masin kavose, k'verash l'il, we couldn't say the Gemara means, l'chatchila it has to be k'sil Lishmo, k'on Rav Meir. If we had chile only, why should the shliach be required to say then from nechtam lishmo, from the nechtam lishmo? He never did not meyake. Vim tema, maishlim im chuba, doma liel in case fin had chile, avo b'devet kosha, afilu mide rabona. So ligabi im chuba, even though le had chile, we are not allowed to write the ksive of the get b'mchuber, but the event it's kosher. The event it's kosher. So why does the Gemara have a mini year? The gabel lishmo even the event is possible. Why is there a difference between the psul of lishmo and the psul of mchuber? Afilu mirabonon b'rais enchim chatel hev v'yesh leima. The hashte meika masnitzin mchuber kirableza v'chos me'atelev koe. So mele there is no mishne that according to Rameya. So according to Rav Meir, so the Eved, if the Ksivas Aget was Bimchuber and the Chsime Bitolu, so it's kosher the Eved. So in Chanami we can say, if we apply it like the Mandoma, the Mishnah of Nkeisvin, Alibid Rav Lezer, so then we can say that according to Rav Meir, so according to Rav Meir, even the Eved is possible. But according to Rav Lezer, so the Eved, the Tefes I get, doesn't matter. Because maybe not so the Rai is from Rav Nachman's din, that even the Eved is kosher. The Sotir says not only that the Eved is kosher. From Rav Nachman it's Nivuya that even Chathchile is all right. Because Rav Nachman is not kosher. Chathchile not a kosher achter Vinti. In the theory called Agetu Vakesik Mechiyach with Rav Nachman the Hoche Lumerze Kishikra Loi Chashino. Lumerze Kishikra Loi Chashino. So because of that you'll find at weddings, especially Hungarian Rabbonim, are very makpid on it. Are very makpid on it. And because of that chumre, so there are many problems in the ksuvim. You know, everybody uses the form for ksuvim. Who writes it out? So that doesn't exist. You buy forms, and then you fill it out. The ksuvim at the wedding. So the Hungarian Rabbonim are makpid that the commune should not be filled out before the Kabbalah scheme. Why? Because how can he fill out the commune before the Kabbalah scheme? It's not true. But what is that? Yeah, but we pass in the Merzik Shikha Loyachashima.
Except for maybe my
Sebastian,
according to one
parent's
interest.
Yeah, all right,
but normally
we're not Cheshire. That's what I say. But the Hungarian Rabbonim are all very makpid. Very makpid. I mean, I had a lot of trouble from Hungarian Rabbonim. So, such a thing. I mean, but because of their akpeide, they have so many problems in the ksuvim. And so many mistakes. So many mistakes take place because, you know, he fills out so many times. I myself attended weddings. So Hungarian Rav, if he makes out, if he fills out the ksuve and the kapolski and doesn't take place yet, so he fills out everything, and then but the konine he doesn't put in. Then when the edim first, it takes a long time until the chosin or the chosin's father decides whom to be mechabed, you know, a seidim, you know, and the kabbalistkinian and so on. So Mele, by the time he fills out, he doesn't even know. So, but you're not allowed to fill out konine. So Mele, he doesn't fill out konine. So what is the result? Many times that konine is never put in. They forget in the excitement, you know, the whole thing. So they forget. Usually they fill out the ksuve before the writing of the tnoi. So then, so they leave out the konine. So after so many weddings, after the weddings, konine is not even written. So because of that kpeide, you know, so that's idimi foolish. Limerze kishikha lechashino. So it's all right to fill out konine before the kabbalistki. לחתכל נאמר כושר אחתם וליטים בפייר כל הגט ובקייסי מכיח מדרב נחמן דרוכה ולימר זה כשריק של לחשים ויתנאם בפייר כל הגט. So in other words, this is mentioning Rayas that according to Rab Meir so the ksive can be שלוי לשמוע even לחתכל not only the event even לחתכל ויתנאם בפייר כל הגט כסף תפסידיתם צורך שיניח וכמו איש ואישו וכמה בגמורה משמוקתות ורב מאיר אוי משמתקונס הגונס. So there the Mishnah says הכסף תפסידיתם צורך שיניח וכמו איש ואישו הקייס זה גיד צור שניח מכם האיש, מכם האישה, מכם הזמן, שתורי מילבה צור שניח מכם המלבה, מכם הלבה, מכם המויס, מכם הזמן, שתורי מקח צור שניח מכם הלקח, מכם המיכר, כעמויס, מתים הסודים, מתים הזמן, מפני התקון. So, זה פשוט נתמודד את מי מפני התקון. So, there are several mandomas. So, מה התקון? So, רבי ינסים מפני התקון הסייפה ברב לזר. די אומר, אידי מסירה כעס. So, ממילא, סינס, אידי מפני. Eid Misere Kalse, so obviously because of his reference to the Ksive. So Mele Mid Rabbonon, so even the Teifes should be written Lishmo. If not for a special Kula, because true, the Teifes is not Me'akim, but we invite the Teifes, so since Eid Misere Kalse, so the Kosaf obviously has reference to the Ksive, so the Teifes should be written Lishmo also. But the special leniency, Kule, was applied by the Chachonim in order to accommodate the Seifa. Because in order the Seifa should have Shimush, so we should know how to write a get. So the Chachonim were matter to write the Teifes before the Baal tells the Seifa to write. In order to make it easier for the Sefer to have Shimush. So, the Rav Lezer, he don't know, Mr. Karsel, Dino, the Afilu Teifes, Namelich, we should have gone and saw from Shor Rabon.
Yes. When it says, because of Rav Lezer, it's going on the Teifes.
And the Teifes, with the Reis, of course. The Teifes is not the Akifolder there, you don't need it. So
the because
all the of course that go that's true according to everybody.
All the dinim of the rest are
only on Teira, because the Teifes is not essential. It's not essential. But mid Rabbanon it should be required to be Lishmo. But in order to accommodate the Sefer, the Chachonim omar, we should have gone to suffer from Shor Rabbon. Review the pace will be Kulon. Goes a tape so to tape it. Goes a story. So that's by get. But Rabbi Pasel's even by Milve. So goes a story so to get. Rabbi Leza Machsha Bekulon Chutmik Zinoshim. Tape so to tape it. Goes a story so to get. Loi goes a. So that's one on the map. Then, the Gemara that on the base. The Pshapsi Oma Cheski and Mishim Ktoti. Where is the first mandama said that Mishum Takone means Mitakone Seifa according to Rabbi Yenisim, and it's a little bit of Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Shasa Yomacheski says no, that Mishum Katote means that Mishum Takone means Mishum Katote, and it goes according to Rabbi Meir. The Omar Yedichsimikas. If he says so because of his reference to the Chsime, so Bedin, so Minator, even the Teifes could be written Shaloi Lishmo. Uvidin would have to Teref Namelichte. Vizimnin, so why does it say that he has to Maniach, the Sefer writes out the form of a get? So he can put in certain things, but he has to leave blank. The Mikimish, Mikimish, or Mikimazman, that's the Teref. That's the Teref. According to the mayor, he should be allowed to fill out everything, because only the Chsime has to be Lishmo. So that is a special takon. Because Mishum Ktot. Vizimni, Muldinu Dafu Teref Namalichti. Vizimnin di shomel li sefer, because if sometimes the woman, the wife of a certain man, so she'll hear the sefer that is writing a form of a get and mentions names, and that's her name. In other words, because this, when the sefer is learning, so he has to write the form, so you'll not think. Today we think of fictitious names, but Bisman Chazal didn't think of fictitious names. So many, and even today it's a Ichayach, so he'll think of the name of the husband and the wife that he knows in the city. There, there is Yisid ben Shimon husband, and there is Leah bas Ruvain, the wife. So he puts in those names, and after all, according to Reb Meir, so the important thing is the chsime. So why can't he make it easier for himself? Then a certain woman who happened to visit the Besden house, and then she'll see that the sefer is writing her name. So she become very angry at her husband. In other words, she'll draw the conclusion the husband told the sefer to write it. So because of that, the chachomim or misake, that the teref, even a little bit of a meya, that the teref cannot be written shalom lishmo, cannot be written by the sefer. He has to be left out. The shom the sefer the cost of the suffering il komale the havale ktote bade the havale ktote bade. So you know, there is this true story I heard many years ago, that a certain town. It's a true story, it's not a joke. So it was Niftach. And then one of the Balabatim, was a lawyer. So he was in charge of the estate and everything. Some melee came to the house and he searched all the papers. So that lawyer, who was the president of the shul, so he found in the drawers, in the files of the Rov, all of Asholem, a hespet for every Balabos. With names. So he was a very efficient rabbi, you know what I mean? He wanted to save himself the time. So this is what the Gemara mentions. The Chachomim or Misake, and that's a true story I heard it 50 years ago. A certain Rav, a very fine Rav, I mean, shouldn't think Chas V'Sholem that the Rav was Narzo. Chas V'Sholem, he was very organized. He would have prepared the aspect for himself too, I mean, if somebody would be willing to say it. He was a very organized person. So this is what the Gemara says. So Rav Shapse Oma Cheski and Mishum Ktote Rav Meir Yidoma Yidachsime Karst Uvidinu Daf Luteret Namelichde Vizinim Dishomel Liseifer Dikokoset Visofre Yiu Komole Vahavu Lektote Bade Rav Chizde Oma Ravima Mishum Takones Agunes. So what does it mean? Ali b'de Reb Lezer or Ali b'de Reb Meir? I saw that too. Amre lo Reb Meir v'amre lo Reb Lezer. Amre lo Reb Meir adom ari d'chsime karst. Uvi, if he d'chsime karst says, so because of his reference to d'chsime, so mele, if the sefer wants to make it easier for himself to write the whole form, including teref, why shouldn't he be allowed to do it? But, the chachom mo misake not, teref not. Uvitinu dafu teref namlichti. Vizimnin dahav lektote bado. When the husband really has a fight with the wife, and then so he decides to go to Besden, and then he says he wants to give a get to his wife, and then if he sees that there is a get already all finished, so he doesn't give the best an opportunity to let work on him, I mean to God, until he cools off. So he'll divorce her. So vizin davik tote bado v'chotchal v'zorek nilei umiagin. So what do you mean umiagin? What kind of an even is it? She'll be migareshes. So sometimes the miagin is used. But even she doesn't find another shidach. Doesn't find a shidach, and especially if it happens if the husband is a kohen, so he can, even when he calls off, it's too late for him to remarry her. I mean, that's the reason as to why the chachamim or misakim get mikusha in order that it shouldn't be so easy to make it, to write again. Because the Mikushav involves a lot of work. So, Amrlo Rablezer, the Marin Messier Castle, we didn't have to take this number of the Vizim in the boil the Mazel Nurse Amble Ashka Safre, Vishovic Lovoslo Magna Mazel. That's the demand. So, Taste has mentioned it here. Hatchil nahm der Koscher Achtung Likin für Kolagetto, bei Tezid, Mechiach und Rab Nachmen, die Ochen, und also Geschichte der Kaschino. Weit dann für Kolagetto, hat Tezid, die Zidikin zu Hashem, die Emekin, die Yishwe Yisho, wie kommen wir, Gmorre, im Schimt Tote, wir haben Meiri, und im Schimt Akonis Agunes, Maschma, Bimotzi, Beashpod, und Scheichheim, mit Heime, Schor auf Hatchil. So he also shall Lishmo. And the only reason is why he has to, he shouldn't do it like Hatchil, not because we are makpit and shaloi lishmo lechatchile, because of other considerations. Ktote, I mean, al igun, other considerations. So mele, but by motze b'ashpo, all these considerations do not apply. So it should be muta lechatchile too. Uman din foresh name hosom, mishum takone seifer, v'rablezari, Mashma do Rav Meir in Tzorich Aniachlum. So, Rav Meir in Tzorich Aniachlum, and the kind of, so it's a riot that l'chatchile, v'shor l'ich t'vahake, v'hodl iki oma, hoche chosnim nos losot, and the kashi is, v'shleimi if we say, that Rav Nachman is only saying that the Eved is kosher, motzi v'ashpo, all right. So you understand this, why he says, afu motzi b'ashpo, ime hoi remea, afu motzi b'ashpo, veichos mei b'nos no kosha, not chais mei b'nos no kosha. But thesis is mechia, that l'chatchili tzalai, so Rav Nachman should say, ime hoi remea, afu motzi b'ashpo, chais mei b'nos no kosha, not veichos mei. Chos mei has the connotation. If it was done already, all right. But chais mei l'chatchili not. So, how does Ramtam explain it? But we come on Chesmin Eisnolay in Ramtam, because if he had said Chesmin Eisnolay, so then one could think that he's required to do that. It's not a mitzvah to do it. I mean, in other words, it's all right if for some reason he wants to use it, it's all right, l'chatchile. But it's not required to do that. We should have mashman lisagali lovidoch vintima maishne. So anyway, so Tesis proved that according to the Meir, even chatchil it can be shalom lishmo. But for the sefer to fill it out for other considerations, the chatchil it cannot do. Vintima maishne boil the Meir chatchil exil bitolush. The man to make masnis nim chubak rav meyer vishalei lishmo shor al chatchile. But in regard, we have two psuli deraisi. Mechuber and shalei lishmo. How is it in regard to mechuber? So al chatchile, ein keisvin. And in regard to shalei lishmo, so it's keisvin shalei lishmo. Lechatchile. ואם רמתם וגם לשמו לחשינו נימאי סיגת לעידים שניקוסת לשמו שייכתנו גם הם שלא לשמו תחיבים לידי לצורך לשמו ולעושה למית so there is no gzer אבל במחובר היא קוסת לא במחובר זימני נמישתלה ונזכורים ליטלי שחסנו because במחובר so it's מחוסר קציצה. So if we allow him lechatchile to write the get b'mechuber, many times he'll forget and he'll chasme d'edim will chasme also mechuber. So there is more of a chshosh. Right. Now, made a blazer bin zuyeh mitech. So what does the Gemara say here is that important thesis. And the Rashbo is chilek on this thesis. So Gemara says that the Mishnah that requires Ksiva Lishmo and Zima Lishmo, so a court with Rablezer. But then yes, a court with Rablezer, the hidden silicates. So the cost of the Torah obviously is referenced to the exceeding. So the Chassima does not even have to be Lishmo. But, Inachnam, if the Rablezer holds the hidden silicates, so a get, a star doesn't need any Yechsime. If there are no Yechsime, it's all right, even with the Rabbanon. But if there are the Messiah, if there are Yechsime, and the Yechsime is a little bit more, then it's worse. Why is it worse? It's analogous to a star, Matone. That is reference to Ishtar Matone. Two brothers-in-law were signed on Ishtar Matone. But it was Nimsa b'fnei Yidin Misira Ksher. So Rabbi said it's possible. Why is it possible? Because it's Mizuyek M'teich. In other words, there is a difference. If Ishtar Matone does not have the Yechsim altogether, had him say, fine. But if it has a Yechsim, psul, craving, even though it has a Messiah, then it's worse. So here too, if it has no Yechsim, it's all right. But if it has a Yechsim, and the Yechsim is a little more, then it's worse. All right. Now, there is Yishitas Arshenim, Yishitas again, that the Rambam mentions, and the Rambam is highly, that this Mizuyef Metechen, where the Chsime was Shaloi Lishmo, and of course the Chsime was Lishmo, and had a Dimisire, so if there is no Chsime altogether, then it's kosher. But if it has Chsime, it's Shaloi Lishmo, then it's possible with the rice. So she, and the Rashba also mentions that she, that's the Shittas again. This Mizuyef Mitecha is a psul miraisi. That does not necessarily mean that the Gainim will say the Gamesh Hamatone, where you have three Gisech Chsime and it has in Misir, it's also psul miraisi. According to the Rashba's explanation, so the Shittas Gainim is limited only to get.
Only to the Shmosh of the get? It's
other psalm doesn't make any difference, but only get, because by get there are certain psalm. It has to be lishma. The Torah says because of. The question is, what does the because of have reference to? Does it have reference to the ksibe, or it has reference to the ksime? So according to Rav Lezer, since we don't need ksime, so it is obvious that the because of the Torah is mechaben to the Ksive, not the Chsime. But, so in other words, Chsime is not needed. So the Rashba says, he explains the Shittas again. At the end, he rejects the Shittas again. But at first, he mentions the Shittas again. The Rashba says, if he doesn't write, so the text of the get consists of, the text of the get consists just of the ksive, the because of that ksive, the text that they get. Hariat Muteres, the Shema Baal, Shema Ish, Osman, the essential things in the get. But ksime is not an integral part of the text of the get. But if he does have ksime, if he does have chsime, then the chsime becomes incorporated into the essence of the chsime. And why? Because the chsime certainly affects it as ishtaraye. So let's say, according to Rablezer, and Rablezer, they says it in Misire Kals. So the Misire make it into ishtarkim. Even if we assume, like Rabbi Tam and Rabbi Ephraim, that according to Rabbi Lezer, the chsime without in Misir is not a good star, even Shtar Matan. But that's in regard to Shtar Kinyan. But in regard to Shtaraya, so it goes without saying that the chsime make it into Shtaraya. That's the aloha feeding machsum, la shtar, nashrachus, mi bezn, the chsime not in the Mesira, he's Nasik Machlis.
That's
Tikkun Olam. What is that?
That was the whole Tikkun Olam.
Yeah. So Mimele sins the Chsine obviously and affects it as Ishtaraye. So if you don't have it, you don't have it. So you have the Chsine Saget. But if you have it, it becomes incorporated into the text of the get. It's not a superfluous thing. How is it a superfluous thing? It affects it as Ishtaraye. So it's not something superfluous. So mainly it becomes incorporated into the Ksile.
So a Meskin should only be limited to Lashma, but let's say there would be Eidim Psulim, so it doesn't say anywhere that the Ksiv has to be with Eidim Ksheir. It's only when there's a concern of Lashma that should come to say.
Oh! Not really.
I mean, I'm tired of
no,
problem.
This
I'm
is
tired.
True.
It's
a
Mishtaba
like that. Even according to the Shittes Hagenim, that the Mizui of Yitech of so it's only the then it's a psalm with the rice because it becomes incorporated into the text of the get. It becomes an integral part of the Ksivas Haget, of the Ksivas Haget, of the Teref Haget. But if the Edim Psulim, he'll be Machtim, Kredim, Rishoyim, Goyim, Noshim, so it's just like writing the stock market, you know, count in the ghetto, become incorporated into the text of the ghetto. That's mishtaba like that. That's mishtaba like
that. No, it's only by the psul of Shlomo Shema.
But there can still be a good starai.
No, but you
it's only by Shlomo Shema does it become a psul of the rest, or the other psul of the ghetto, like Machuber or
Why not?
But Eidim Psulim, we don't say that.
I don't see why it shouldn't apply to Mechuber also.
No, I mean that it's not by Psul Eidis.
Which is like this again, in that it's possible that I say if it's shalom lishmo only if the yachsim are pshir, but if the yachsim are psulim, even if it's both psulim and shalom lishmo, so then it's not possible that I say, because it doesn't can become incorporated into the text of the get. All right, so that's one sheet. There she is again. But most Rishonim are chelik on it. It's not possible with rice. So most Rishonim say that it's only possible with rabbanon. But the Gemara mentions the analogy of Rav Avi's din. Rav Avi has reference to Shtamatone. Hashtamatante duchsimalei treibise and minzer v'api ignisir Yisroel. So what's the dimyan? Tamilari, my inyan shalom shmo, mitzuyef mitechei, shechsumim beitrevim oi psuli. Shechsumim beitrevim oi psuli. Dehosom bidim nifsa, mishum diu meosel im ismechalaye, lahashio ili tzimonin alpiyem. Af alpi shadov remes, in lahasa yiselavetis kosha. So that's an isa the raise. What a person is the Gemara in Shavuos, minayin liyidea b'chaveri shu gazlan, she also leads tarifim elohoyit, even though the Eides is a Eides Emes. Ruvein and Shimon saw how Levi borrowed $1,000 from Yehuda. Ruvein is an always a Yehudi kosher. Shimon happens to be a Rosh, he's a gazlan. But no one knows that Shimon is a Rosh. Reuven is the only one who knows that Shimon is a Rosh. Ruvain saw together with Shimon how Levi borrowed $1,000 from Yehuda. So then Ruvain says to Shimon, we both saw how Ruvain borrowed $1,000, a Levi borrowed $1,000 from Yehuda. Let's go to Beis Din and we'll testify. And then they come to Beis Din. If Ruvain by himself would come, so Beis Din wouldn't even pay attention to him. He's an Eidachon. But since Ruvain comes together with Shimon, so Beis Din will be in Kabbalah. But Beis Din doesn't know that Shimon is a Gazlan. And even if Ruvain will say that Shimon is a Gazlan, so Beis Din will rebuke him. I mean, that's the Gemara. The Gemara in Psochim, Zivut Chotav, Tuv Yechotav, Zivut Mingat, and Nidachot is not allowed to testify against someone, since it's the Kenkun Kabbalah, so it's Loshon Hara. But Ruvain wants to help out Yehude, so that Yehude, Levi, will pay the $1,000 to Yehude. So he asks Shimon to go with it. And they both testify. After all, they testify the truth. But Ruvain is there, and Israel Rice and Vashek of Yerucham. Why? Because he's giving Beis Din, that Beis Din should collect $1,000 on the basis of an edict that is possible. But it's MS. Doesn't make any difference. If one is giving Beis Din to give a shaloi kidin, even though it's emes, so he's even vashekat yochok. So mele over there we understand Rav Abba's din, why it's possible in Rav Abba. In other words, Rav Abba said, if Ishtar Matov has a yichsine psul in Kredi, and then it has a yisire ksher, and then they come before one Beis Din, and then one Beis Din knows that they are in Misira. So, and they testify that there is Nisa Bifneim. So he's not allowed to act on the basis of that in Misira. Because if this Beis Din will act on it, so then next time will come to another Beis Din, the Misira will not come, and the other Beis Din will see Eidach Simeh, and on the face it doesn't appear that they are brothers-in-law. This Beis Din knows they are brothers-in-law, but the other Beis Din will not. So be made see the karkin on the basis of Haggadah Seidin trade. Will it be false? It will be he's sorry because there are in Misireh, but that Beis Din will do it because Beis Din will not know. So if when such a thing happens, if somebody causes Beis Din to act on an edus that is possible, that even when a misire come to Beis Din, so he shouldn't be able to be given a sode on the basis of the misire. So Not our union, but there is a certain difficulty in the Gemara. The Gemara says, for the same reason that the Chachamim were misakin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the reason as to why the Chachamim were misakin is man begit shol yechap basachei, so they should be misakin is man bishlag dushin also, and bishlag dushin there is no takone that it must have zman. Ishtabdushin is kosher even without zman. But still be able to be mechab. There is no zman. She has a cheskas pnuye. So if she is mizame after the dushin, and they will say, oh, it was before the dushin I was a pnuye. So why won't the Chachamim Nisake Zman Nishtamish? So the Gemara says, because Monefshah, if you are Cheshish for Chippur, so the Zman will not guarantee it, will not prevent Chippur. Because if the woman and the husband are not interested in being mechape, so why don't need Zman? Well, the only thing is, sometimes they might be interested in being mechape. So how will this man make sure that they shouldn't be mechape? Because if she will be mizane after the kedushin, who usually holds the shtar kedushin? The woman. She holds it. So if she is mizane and then she is interested in covering it up, so even if there is, as the man mentioned, let's say Aleph Nisan, and she was mizane Yud Nisan, but if she's interested, she'll erase this man because she doesn't want to get missed. And even if we'll be misaking the husband after he hands over the shlakdushin to the wife, the husband should keep it with him. But manifshach, if she achishi, maybe the husband will be interested in protecting her. Shalai kidin, so he'll also erase or cut out this man. So then the Gemara says, well, let's be misaken, there has to be Zman, and in order that no one should have a motive to erase it, to cut it out, so let's be misaken that after the Kshtakdushin is handed over by the Baal to the Isha, that it should be given to the Edim. They should know that they certainly have no motive to erase this man. The husband might have a motive, but the Edim have no motive. So the Gemara says no, because we are afraid of a Mirsha. If we let the Edim keep the Shtar Kedushin, sometimes when they are called to Beis Din to testify about the Kedushin, when the Kedushin took place and so on, and they will not remember when the Kedushin took place. Will not remember, a person forgets. So before they go to Beis Din, they'll look up the Shtar Kedushin, and they know whatever is mentioned in the Shtar Kedushin is true, and then they'll come to Beis Din and they'll testify, and then they'll come to Beis Din and they'll testify as if they remembered. Beis Din will not know that they didn't remember and that they looked it up. But what's the terrible thing? After all, whatever they'll say on the basis of what they looked up in the Shtar, so it's true. So it will be mevara the truth. The answer is, yeah, but if Beis Din would know that they don't remember, and they know that, and because they looked it up in the Shtar, would Beis Din be mekabel the eidus? No, because it's mipiyem veloi mipiksavom. So mele, it's a mirshul if we let the Edim keep the Shtar Kedushin. But the question is, if when something is done opdim, in other words, here they'll testify, they don't remember it, but the Haggadah will be true, 100% true, as if they had remembered it. So what's wrong? The answer is, but since Al-Pedin, if Beis Din would know that they don't remember it, Beis Din wouldn't be Mikabel, some melee, so it's a Mirchel. So there too, if we allow Ishtamatone with Idachsine Kredi, if we recognize it when the Messiah testifies in Beis Din, so then that can be a Mirchel. Next time the Messiah will not come to Beis Din, and Beis Din will think that Idachsine are all right, and Beis Din will assume it. Id Machsum Lashtanashkusim with Beis Din, the Idachsine are properly Kshirim, and everything is fine, and it's not fine, even though it's true. So, but so that's ligabe ishtamatone lechsimai trigise. But what bearing does it have upon a get that was written lishmo and nimsa bifnei di misire? Everything fine, but the chsime is also eating sharing, but it was signed shalishmo. Then there is no mirch whatsoever because everything will be fine. So he says. So again, Timothy, my inshallah is more into the dearest to be claimed of soon. Those of the myths of Mishmidu Moslem is Mechlai, La Shio Lutim of Nalpim, Afal Kishad of Remes in Lassi, so be the Scotia, Kidoma, the Ferry Kabuaki, Ninche Gabe Aidin Zin in the Chosabik Sove, Umisa de Rahman on Piam, Belonging Pixovum, Avrohe Shading Shading, El Shahosmo Shalishmo, Mata Kola Yesh Bikach, Nisne Chalayen. So anyway, what do you mean Mata Kola Yesh Bikach? So from this tasteless and the Gro, I mentioned the Gro, in Simen Kuflamed mentions the tasteless as a Raya against the Ramba, It's not that the Gro is Chilik, I know the shame, but the Gro is Machria like tasteless against the Ramba. The Rambam says, now, the Rambam Shiti is, not like the beginning Shiti is, that Mizuyif Mitechei, where the get was written Lishmo, and it has it in Misir, and Bodech Sime was Shaloi Lishmo. So then the Rambam Shiti is, it's only possible mid Rabbonot, but mid Reis is kosher. But the Rambam says, Bamed Vamamurim that mid Reis is kosher, and only the Rabbonot is possible. Not like the Gain who say that is possible mid Reis, if it was Nimsa Bifnei de Misire. But suppose it was not Nimsa Bifnei de Misire, and the Shitas were full of shame except Rabbi Netam and Rabbi Nefraim is that he might call it to Rabbi Lezer that he didn't see a kalsi, but suppose you don't have a misire, you have a chsime, so then it's kosher. Chsime is kosher, whether because after misire kalsi, but the chsime is also kalsi, or because an ansade, what difference? So either chsime without a misire except for Rabbi Netam and Rabbi Nefraim is kosher. So the Rambam says that's kosher if the chsime is lishmo, but if the chsime is shaloi lishmo and the anoy the misire, so then it's possible to rise. The goyin is chayuk. The goyin says, why should it possible to rise? Why should it possible to rise? After all, the reason as to why. The chsime does not have to be lishmo because according to Rabbi Lezer, is it gitnitike machlekes? No, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Meir is a kolater kulatike machlekes. But the Torah says vikosav. So the question arises: what does the Torah have reference? Does the Torah have reference to the chsime, or does the Torah have reference to the chsime? So according to Rabbi Meir, that in all stars, it is the chsime that makes it into a star. So then it follows that when the Torah says, because of it is reference to the chsime. According to Rabbi Lezer, we don't need chsime altogether. How can we say that when the Torah says, because of it is reference to the chsime? We don't need it. So obviously the Torah is reference to the chsive. So the chsime is not important. So mele, it doesn't have to be lishmo, so the Torah doesn't require chsime lishmo. So even if there are no edemis here, why should a get be possible with rice? The rice should be kosher. Why? It's not lishmo. The chsime is lishmo. What is not lishmo? The chsime is not lishmo. So who is concerned with the rice and the fact? By the fact that the chsime is not lishmo, it doesn't have to be written sign lishmo. And then he mentions Teisvesia. Why does he mention Teisvesia? Because Teisves, the Goesium, the Teisves is chilek and Rambam. Because Teisves, the Rambam Shitiyi, Teisves says here in effect that here there is no Mirshul if the Bezdin elect on the basis of the Yachsimet, that Asholoishmo, and Bezdin lets him will not know that it's Shalolishmo. So what's wrong with that? There is no Mirshul. Even if it's Shalolishmo, it's a good Shtaraya. If it's Shalolishmo, it cannot be Shtarkinye. But if it is Shtaraya, it's a good Shtaraya. Even if Shalolishmo, it makes any difference as far as the Raya of the Get is concerned, whether the Edim signed it, Lishmo, Shalolishmo. In no other stories there's a halacha of signing Lishmo. So why should there be a difference by get? Why? By get there is the Kosaf, Lishmo. But according to Reb Lezer, Kosaf has reference to the Ksive. He has no reference to the Ksive. Even if there are no Edim Misire. But we paskin that the Ksive without Misire is also good. Is also good. And according to the Rambam, it means like the Ran, an Ansade, because the Rai of Shtores, the Rai of Shtores. So in other words, so this Shitti is that a get, a Dachsime Ksheire, Shalom Shmo is a good Shtarai. It's not Ishtakinye, but it's a good Shtarai. It's a good Shtarai. So that's what this says. Matakoye Vikach, in this machale and its kidin, the lekal name of the shagan of the hospital shall be small. You have a hachshas in the yachsim of Trilo. The yicht will get all gathered simoson, for some like it is cloud, and that's the shaykh no stores, in king tamzeg and the shore stores, or alone will have to sing in small. The yeast lima, the colma can meet a mitima, sino to xibe, the mason, the menacing, sino in small. So something strange according to Ishvas. So that means that there is a difference between the psulmi, the rabbonon of the tamgavabezdin of ishtamatone, the test kreivi medirzime, and the misira ksherim. There it's possible because of xera, maybe another bezdin of the same ech, shalikidin, not knowing that. That the Eidachsime Absolim, and this the Rabbonon, which is another Xeile, that we are Geze, Chsime Lishmo, or to Chsime Shalom Lishmo, we are Geze, that it's possible, or to Chsime Shalom Lishmo. So it's a different kind of Xeile. So why does the Gemara say, but Rababe is reference to a different kind of exam.
Maybe it's all included. Rababe means all types of psulim.
No, but Rababe has reference to a specific situation. That's what he has referenced. So, the Rashbo is really contagious. The Rashbo mentions this direct, and the Rashbo rejects it. And the Rashbo says, no, that it's mamish the same zera. You know also mismachalai. Why? Because the Rashbo shite is like the Ramba, that a since by get there is aloha of lishmo, so if it's shaloi lishmo, it cannot even serve as ishtarai. Not only it cannot serve as ishtar kinyan, it cannot even serve as ishtarai. Cannot even serve the Ishtarai. So that's the Shitas Rambam also. And this is what the Goyim is chaylik. And the Goyim mentions Teis Shite. So in other words, Teis Shite is that the Chsime Shaloi Lishmo is a good Ishtarai. And according to Teis Ves, Midraise, even a get that has no Edim Misira and just has a Chsime, but the Ksive was written Lishmo, and since we pass most Hashem say a Ksive without Misira also good, because an Ansade, so Mimele to be kosher, even if the Ksive not like the Rambam. And what is the gist of their machlekes and their chile? Whether Sime Shalom Lishmoy Neged is a good shtaraya or it's not a good shtaraya? So according to the Rambam and the Rashbo, it's not a good shtaraya. According to Taisis, it is a good shtaraya. And the Goyen is machriya like Taisis, not like the Rashbo and not like the Rashbo and the Rambam. All right, we'll do it here.
Why shouldn't it be a good shtaraya? What's as far as the Rambam should be a good shtaraya?
Point. Stop a light. I'll discuss this someday. I'll discuss this. It's a good point. But most Rishonim are not like the Goyim.
Also, Rashi in Zuf Adel mentions all three cases. Rashi mentions Basel, Akari, Shavar, Shema.
What?
Rashi and Zuf Mitochem.
Yeah.
Rashi says Basel, Akari, Shavar, Shema. It's much better to Rav Abba speaking about, I don't know.
Yeah, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin mentioned that in other words, it's a general aloha. Yeah, all right. You have to say it out of the pages. You have to say it out of the pages.
What's Rashi Shita?
Rashi Shita might be like the Rashbo and the Rambam. So it's mamish the same time.
So the Rashi.
And it's a very interesting thing they came up with. Something called the Chotzel. It's something they were mekatzer. It's very.
What's in the
journal? No, it's in the from the Rebbe Hashab. Wrote on Sinas Chinam when they were mekatzer.
Oh, from Shomber.
Yeah,
so it's an old thing.
It's an old thing, but they took
in the those days there were those Sinas Chinam.
He writes this so beautiful. It's the Rebbe gave it out a year ago.
I told me today.
And he writes about the Indian Bechlavs in his Chinam, why Bedavka by very, very interesting.
Okay.
The Rebbe gave it out last year to all the Chassidim to learn.
Okay.
And this